237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you with your garden. It's time to put it to bed and to prepare for the holidays. So if you have a question, give us a call right now. We have some open lines, and we can get to you really quick. The number is 855-660-4261. So call right now. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got John from Mass with a question about fig trees.
John, welcome. How can we help you with your fig tree?
I actually have two questions, Paul. The first one is okay. On the tree. I have the fig tree in my shed. Do I water it, and how do I take care of it? And the second question is, I've got mum plants that I wasn't able to put into the ground, and what can I do to preserve them?
Okay. I have a fig tree. I've had it for, 5 or 6 years now. It's about probably 7 foot tall, maybe 8 foot tall, and about 6 foot wide. It's in a 24-inch plastic pot, big heavy-duty plastic pot, and it's in my garage, and it will stay there all winter long. I used to put it in my cellar, but it was getting kind of heavy to lug up and down the cellar stairs, and I gave it a good drink when I would put it away, and in the garage, it gets nothing the rest of the winter. In the basement, I gave it water probably in January, but limited, probably maybe like a 20-ounce soda bottle filled with water, just so that the ground wasn't all powdery. But with no foliage, it holds moisture pretty good. The main thing is that it's in a cool area. And as I said, I'm 5-6 years or more, and 2 years in the basement, and the rest of the time it's in my garage. There's no heat, and it's sheltered, and it does well. Your potted mums, once they all turn black from the frost, cut it to within a couple inches of the ground, give it a good drink, and put it right near your fig tree. And someplace where it's not going to be hot, so a garage, a tool shed, a barn, someplace like that. If you don't have any place to put it, then put them up against the foundation of the house. And you'll get protection from the wind, from the sun. And when you put them up against the house, behind the shrubs, lay them on their side. That way, if we do get a lot of rain that freezes, it won't turn into a block of ice and break all the roots. So you give it a good drink, lay them down, and just leave them there for the winter. In early March, just stand them up on edge, put them in a nice sunny location, and then in April, feed them, and they'll come right back to life. I take my fig tree, and I put it out Oh, I leave it in the garage until I can see that it's going to make some foliage. And then I'll put it out when the threat of frost is over. And then I'll feed it. And I try and repot it every other year. And you get the most delightful tasting fruit from a fig tree. And, again, I live in southern Maine, and we get down 20, 30 below. It's in the garage, and I'm sure it's not 20 or 30 below in the garage, but it's still cold, and the plants have done fine. So I think if you follow those steps, you'll be in good shape. Thank you, and great question. We appreciate it. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. 61. Call and we'll help you with any questions that you have about your garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Minnesota with a question about weeds.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Where are the weeds? In the garden or in your lawn?
In my lawn, Paul.
Okay. And your...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I have what I believe is nut's edge or nut grass in a section of my lawn. I have been trying for like 10 years to get rid of it. I've tried everything possible. Sometimes it appears like I kill it and kill all the other grass, but it just comes back. Any suggestions?
Right. Yep, what you need to do, Bonide Lawn and Garden, they have a nut sedge killer. And you need to use that particular product. You go to your local garden center in mid to late March when things begin to look like spring is coming and ask them if they don't have it, they can order it for you. And then once your nut sedge begins to grow, that's when you would spray it. But your everyday weed killers for the lawn will not touch nut sedge. And the reason is this. Nut sedge, if you were to dig it, the roots have a series of little tiny nuts. So if you hit it with a weed killer, you're going to kill the adult, but then all the nuts will wake up and you'll have twice or three times as many of the nut sedge grass plants that you had before you kill the adult. And this nut sedge is a weed killer, is new in the last 2 years. Scott's also has a nut sedge killer in a ready-to-use bottle. But Bonide has a ready-to-use, and they have a concentrate for large areas. Follow the directions, and it will take it out. And you probably will need a couple of applications, and it will probably take you a couple of years to get rid of it totally, because what will happen is you'll spray, you'll kill the top and some of the nuts that are below ground. The ones that survive will come back up. You spray them a second time, and most of the time, 1 year, you'll get 95% or more. But if they've been well established, it may take you a second year to really clean the lawn of it. Just like ground ivy or creeping Charlie, once they're well established, it does take time. But this is a new product. It's only been out 2 years. And as I said, in mid-March, late March, when you see that things are beginning to look like winter is over, go to your favorite nursery, garden center, feed and grain store, And if they don't carry it, they can order it for you. But it's called Nut Sedge Killer. And it works like a charm. I had it. I treated it with the Bonide product. And it took me, I think, 3 applications the first year. And then this past year, there were a few plants here and there in the lawn. So I mixed it in a pump sprayer, hit those particular plants, and now my lawn is free of nutsedge. But today, we have an answer. 2 years ago, there was nothing available for the homeowner, only for the commercial company who was applying it to your lawn. But Bonide has it now so that you can do it yourself. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Frank, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and we'll talk about your blueberries right after these messages. Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are working to help you to prepare for the changes in season and for the holiday. Frank, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your blueberries?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have a few small wild blueberry plants in my yard. I never really got much from them. I did have some trees taken down in my backyard, so now I have a lot more sun, and I'm thinking of starting to get more blueberries. My questions are, what type of blueberry plants would you recommend? What should I do? Where should I get them from? And is it even worth planting blueberries if the birds get them?
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing better than fresh picked blueberries. And there are early, mid-season, and late. And if you do want to grow blueberries, then I would get some early and mid-season or some mid-season and late. Depends on what you would like. Do your research first and find out where your zone is and what plants are recommended for your particular zone. I used to grow a lot of blueberries. Haven't grown some for quite a while now, just too many other things to do. But my plants got to be about 6 foot tall, and we would literally pull a couple of gallons or more off of each plant. And what we used to do is we would take just bird netting, and I would drive three tomato stakes, 6 foot tomato stakes, in a triangular fashion around each plant, and then drape it with bird netting so that they couldn't get to it. I had some that were planted in a row. I drove a stake about every 15 feet and then tied wire to it and created like a stake with a wire rim, and then I would just drape the bird netting underneath that, and that kept the birds out. You've got to pick every day. Once they start to ripen, if you don't pick on a regular basis, then the birds will find it and they will manage to get in there. But it's well worth the effort. The things that I found that really helped for a better plant, a more productive plant, better tasting blueberries, juicier, larger. First of all, I fed them with a product like the Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer with probiotics, or the Espoma Holytone. And blueberries love, and I mean love, an acid soil. They're one of the few plants that the more acidic, the better they're gonna grow. And what I do is I use a fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. And if you look on the package, it says soil acidifier. So in the spring, aluminum sulfate and either Holytone or the Dr. Earth Evergreen Food with probiotics. I'd let them grow, and then as soon as the berries would become visible, I would pound my stakes, run the wire, and then droop my cloth over it, and it did very, very well. The other thing that helps, if your soil is sandy and you're not able to water on a regular basis, I covered the ground with 3 inches of just regular pine bark mulch. It helped to hold the moisture in the ground. It eliminated weeds. And I'll tell you, those plants grew like crazy. But don't buy just one plant or one variety. Get a couple different varieties. Get some early, some mid-season, some late. And that way you've got them coming. They freeze beautiful. And when they were coming in very heavy, we'd pick them. I'd put them on a cookie sheet, pop them in my freezer. They'd freeze, and then in our freezer bag, and repeat the process.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday, the first day of December. If we can help you, we have open lines at 855-660-4261. And believe it or not, I just looked out the window and it's snowing at my house in Kennebunk, Maine. So the seasons are beginning to change. It's supposed to be mostly rain, but right now it's snowing. Happy holidays. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Mass with a question about borers.
Judy, welcome. How can we help you with borers, and then what plants is the borer in?
It's in the blueberry bush. I've had it for several years. I've had the blueberry bush for a long time, but the last 3 years I've lost a cane each year to the borer in the bush. What can I do about the blueberry bush?
Okay. What I would do is this. If you use a product to kill the borer, you cannot harvest the fruit because the product would be in the fruit. And but you would kill Deborah. So what I would do, being that you're losing a cane every single year, and instead of the plant getting bigger and more productive, it's actually shrinking. What I would do in the spring is when the plant comes into bloom, I would cut all of the flowers off your blueberry plant so that it does not set fruit. And I would treat the plant with an insecticide that would kill the borer. It will kill the borer. It will kill the eggs that the borer could be making during that year. You're not going to have to worry about eating a fruit that's toxic. The birds won't be able to eat a fruit that's toxic. And the product, within 60 days, will break down and will disappear from the plant. So, for me, I would rather sacrifice the fruit for the long run and let my plant come in. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse, and it's possible that if the borer lays additional eggs, that you could lose two or three branches or even the whole plant. So I would sacrifice the fruit and the flowers for 1 year, treat the plant with a product to kill the borer, and then the following year, feed it, take care of it. It will make new flowers. The chemical will be gone, and your plant will be borer-free.
Now, the additional problem is that this blueberry bush is next to other blueberry bushes and a peach tree. How far would the insecticide be effective? Would this affect my peach tree as well?
What you're going to do, Judy, is you're not going to soak the soil. You're spraying the foliage.
Okay, foliage.
So, foliage only.
Okay.
So what you do, and I've done this with other plants, is I'll get a big piece of cardboard. Just go to the supermarket, and they'll give you an empty cardboard box.
Oh yes.
And you have somebody hold the cardboard box behind the plant, spray the plant, and that way the product does not drift onto other blueberries that are not effective. And you're probably thinking in the back of your mind, is it possible that the borer that's in that one plant could jump to the next one? And the answer is yes. So you're running the risk of having borers go right down the row and affecting the entire planting of blueberries. So just take a piece of cardboard, a piece of like a black trash bag, and use that as a shield so that the insecticide will not go onto other plants. And then you should be all set. It's nothing that you're putting in the soil. You're treating the foliage only. And normally, one application will take care of it for the entire season.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck. And let us know how you make out. But don't mess around. As soon as the leaves come out, cut off all the flowers, so that you're not tempted, and that way the birds don't get any. And then when it's got some good foliage on it, spray it. And I would come back a couple weeks later and give it a second application just to be on the safe side. And if you see any holes in the stems, make sure that you get some in the little tunnels for the best results. Thank you. Very, very good question. That's what I like about this program. Our phone number, 855 888-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ross from New Hampshire with a question about Ajuca.
Ross, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about the Ajuca. Is it in your lawn, or are you using it as a ground cover?
Well, it was. It started out as a ground cover, but it's faded the lawn, and so now I want to get rid of it everywhere.
Okay. The best product that will take care of Ajuca is a product made by Bonide, and it's called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra. And it will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover and all that other stuff, but it will wipe out a Ajuga with two applications about 10 days apart. And so I'm going to say late April, early May, when you see that the grass is really growing and the foliage of the Ajuga is really starting to become visible, spray it. And then wait a week or 10 days and hit it again, because it's a strong ground cover and it's a strong weed, as you well know.
Yes.
But the reason that I like Weed Beater Ultra is it's a weed killer that you can put down when the air temperature is still cold. Most weed killers, you need to have an air temperature above 60. Weed Beater Ultra can be applied when the air temperature is 50, so that you can get to it early in the year. The other thing is, Weed Beater Ultra is tinted with a blue dye, so that when you spray it on the plant, it will turn the plant blue for maybe a half an hour, and that way you know where you have sprayed and where you missed. And that way you can really coat and hit every single plant, because if it's clear and they're erratically all over the yard, you won't know what you treated and what you didn't. But this Weed Beater Ultra is the best liquid broadleaf weed mark, a weed killer on the market today, and it's one of Bonide's featured products, and they've won awards because of it. So this is a good product. It will not hurt the grass, and it will kill all of your other broadleaf, like Creeping Charlie, your Ajuga. It will take care of dandelions and chickweed and all of the common lawn weeds, but not hurt the lawn. Good question.
Paul, do I need to be more careful if I'm going to overseed the lawn in the spring?
Okay, that's another good question. The thing that's nice about Weed Beater Ultra, when you read the label, after you have applied it and the weed starts to die, you can wait, I think it's either 2 or 3 weeks, and it breaks down totally, and then you can seed. Most of the other weed killers that are available, you need to wait up to 6 weeks before you can reseed. But with the Weed Beater Ultra, you can reseed in either 2 to 3 weeks after your last application, and it will not affect the germination of the seed. So that's another plus. And because you can start early, so if you see that in mid-April you're starting to see the foliage of the Ajuga, spray it. And that way, by the time you get to May, you can plant your grass seed.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, thank you very
much. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Our phone here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Call us. We won't bite you, and we will help you to have a better garden. We'll help you with your indoor plants, if that's what you do during the winter. We can help you with bulbs, your lawn, and we can help you with planting your garden. And if you get a chance, go to my website, Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, .com. There's a lot of information on the website that will give you some tips. And this week, the newsletter will be going out, so you'll have one by the end of the week. And on the website, you can get information on the consultation that I do. We do send out a certificate in a holiday container that you can put under the tree. There's information about our trip to France, which is going to be incredible. The garden journal for a new person in a garden. Or our wreaths and centerpieces. It's all there on the website. And you can call us if you don't like to do punching in on the website. We can take the order right over the phone after 10 o'clock. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got a question from Olivia about garlic.
Olivia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. A couple of weeks ago, I heard you tell a caller about planting garlic in small 6-inch pots.
Yep.
So I did that. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to put them out on my deck because it turned cold.
Right.
And I had them out a couple of days, and I now have them inside my sunroom in front of the slider. And now they've sprouted, and I don't know what to do with them now.
Okay. Do you have a garage?
Yes.
Do you have a garage or tool shed?
Yes.
Put them in the garage or the tool shed on the floor in the back of the garage where you won't be kicking them over, and leave them there for the winter. I did that 3 years ago because I was late. I potted them. I gave them a good drink. They grew up to be about 6 inches, and they did wonderful. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about garlic and growing them in a 4-inch pot right now because it's probably too late if you live in the northern part of the country. But if you live, you know, New Jersey, New York, southern New York, and south Carolinas, you can still plant it directly in the garden. But if where you live it's cold, and, you know, it is December, pot them up, put them in your tool shed or garage, they'll grow, and they'll stay kind of semi-dormant during the winter. And then in the spring, when the ground is thawed, dig a hole, pull the plant out of your pot, set it in the ground, and your garlic is ready to go. Okay, Tom, I think we can get one more call before the top of the hour. Who do we have up next, Tom?
Next up, we've got Bob with a question about an unclassified bulb.
Okay, Bob, how can we help you? Tell me about the bulb.
How you doing, Paul? Nice to enjoy your show very much. I got the flowers a long time ago, and I planted them in the ground. The hummingbirds seem to like them. They're very tall and thin, and they grow. But what I have to do is I have to, like, put strings around them all the time because the flowers tip them over. And I don't think I planted them deep enough 4, 5, 6 years ago. Is it too late to dig them up now, or should I wait until the springtime and replant them?
Well, if you know where they are, then
yep,
you could dig them.
Right,
yeah, then you could dig them and plant them a little bit deeper, add some compost or something to, you know, enrich that soil, and
yep,
they should be okay. And then
yeah, the hummingbird club, I'm not good with the names of the flowers. They're real thin, like the Easter the things that people make for Easter there, their crosses there, the wreaths there. The hummingbirds love them. But like I say, once they start flowering, they start to tip over because obviously I didn't plant them deep enough.
Okay. The other thing that you could do, too, is maybe plant them a little bit closer together and plant them in a group rather than in a straight line. If they're in a group, then they tend to brace each other when that happens, and it's easier for you to drive a little green pencil bamboo stake in the ground and put a piece of string around it. But if they're planted in a row, they're like dominoes, and they're going to go down.
Yeah, one takes down the other one.
Right.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Paul. I enjoy your show very much.
I thank you, and we appreciate the phone call. But get out there and do it now while the weather is in your favor. And again, New England area, they're talking 40s starting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The big storm that they thought we may get, for now anyways, is going out to sea, so that's a good thing for us. But that's a good thing. Anyways, get ready for the season. Get your snowblower started. Let it run for a few minutes. Change the oil. Change the spark plug. Get your gas. And when you're getting gas for your snowblower, because you're out in the cold, the gas will get hot when you're using it. When you turn it off, it will get cold, and it will sweat. So get a gas preservative for all of your power equipment that you're going to use during the winter. While you're out there, get a bag of rock salt or ice melter. And if you have a walkway with flowers, gardens on each side, try and get an ice melter that will not hurt the plants on each side of your walkway. That's environmentally friendly. And if you're in the garden center and the bulbs are on sale and your ground is soft, buy them. Get them planted, because you can still plant tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and hyacinths right now and have great results. So if you live in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, South, and even on Cape Cod, Rhode Island, get them in the ground, and they will do real, real well. If you get a chance, check out the website. There's a lot of information on there. And if you need some help with REITs, go to the website. They're all pictured, all the centerpieces and baths.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.